Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands to high, launching it on Kashela. With your hands to high, and our hands to high, launching it on Kashela.
Pathfinder, for our special healing song of gratitude. Yeah. I am your host, Brenda Michiko-Kelly. This is a special edition show. Today is Sunday, November 26, 2017. The low shoe or the flying star number for today is the number 7 star. And the element is fire. It is yin fire. The animal is the snake. And this is feng shui. And to practice feng shui is to practice one of these 12 animals. And we are all one of these 12 animals. Now remember, if you were born in January, you were most likely not that feng shui year animal that you look up. You got to look it up and be personalized, because the feng shui new year starts every February something in the Asian Eastern way. And in the Western way, we start on January 1st. So you see that there's from January 1st in the Western astrology, and that's what determines your birth year. But in feng shui, it's not until February something, and it kind of switches back and forth when that comes up. And I believe, for instance, this year we are in the year of the fire rooster that started in February, and it goes until next February 2018, when the year of the earth dog comes in. So the earth dog is 2018, February 18th comes in, and that means all babies born up until this next February 2018 on the 18th are still fire rooster babies, because we're in the year of the fire rooster. And that's how you get your feng shui animal. You're born, and it's all one year. Everybody's all one animal. So you see how important it is to personalize it, that everybody's swings by the year in the feng shui. So one of these 12 animals is you. And since it's snake day, we're going to talk about the snake. I think we did this a couple of shows ago, and there are more shows in the archives if you're interested. It doesn't have to be on the feng shui day that we're talking about, or the animal of the day, or anything. You didn't miss anything because you're still learning. There are 12 animals. There are 9 flying stars, and there are 5 elements. And when we talk about them during the time that it is to honor them, like today, you're still learning. And remember, just because you're one of these 12 animals doesn't mean those other 11 animals don't mean anything to you. They mean a lot to you. They mean all kinds of things in directions of prosperity, and in directions of cures, and also they're in the Bagua. And everyone has the Bagua in their space. And so to study the Bagua is that 8-sided compass. The animals are in there, and everyone has a Bagua in their home. And that's how to practice the feng shui. They're those nine flying stars. They each come with their own vibration. They land in the sector of the Bagua. That lands in an animal sector of one of the 12 animals, or sometimes even two of them. And so this year, the snake has the lovely, lovely number nine star, which is the celebration star, and that is for the year. That is what landed there for the entire year. So I want you to know that if you're born in the year of the snake. But remember to look up your feng shui online to personalize it. And if you're a January baby, most likely you're not that group that starts in the new year. You're the animal sign the year before, all right, because of that discrepancy of the month of when that switches. And we're going to talk a little bit about Aloha is the month of thanks in the Western world here. And in America, we have this thing called Thanksgiving. Many of us celebrate it in lots of different ways, but there's one thing in common that we can all agree on, and that's we give thanks. And so giving thanks means many things. And in the Aloha spirit of Aloha Healers Network, I'm going to talk about the word Aloha a little bit. And it is, in the ancient way, it's two words all pushed together. Alo, which is the first word. So alo is the first part, and then the last part would be ha, H-A. And alo, the first part, if you could think of it as the top part, or the earth part, the solid, the coming into dimensional part of the hardness of the ground, yeah? And the ha, woo, that is the sacred breath of life. The ha is the sacred breath that gives life to that hardness of ground. What happens? Growing things. The ha gives life. It's a breath of life. We are aloha, and I want to give big aloha gratitude. Thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network all this time. If you would like a feng shui consultation, please contact pathfinder1111@gmail.com, and we will set up a time and we'll go through the compass sectors of the nine flying stars inside of your home. It's most important to do the room that you spend the most time in, and also your bedroom is important too, because you spend a lot of time in there sleeping. And so just starting with the two rooms in your house like that, in the nine sectors, use the five elements or colors or shapes or images. It is so fun. And we put them in that compass direction for you, to help you and to bring in health and to bring in wealth. This is in the Bagua. We can activate these things with the five elements. And so let's all get on board with feng shui and more gratitude and thanks. Oh, we have our fit tip. Our gratitude fit tip is bodybuilding.com, because we have this other thing in America called Cyber Monday where we shop online, and we don't want to give all the business to one company that I'm thinking of right now for everything. We want to give some of the other companies business too. This is a great company, bodybuilding.com. I have articles that I have written on there. In one of my fitness journeys, I was an author, and I posted one on Aloha Healers Network on our Facebook page just for you. And for more thanks and gratitude, it is time for Thank You, Pathfinder. Mahalo.
Mahalo, Michiko. Happy Thanksgiving. The power of giving thanks. We'll continue our series of the four steps of ascension and the spirit of the rising of the phoenix next week. Be back Thursday to our regular time. And just want to say, yes, tomorrow is Cyber Monday, and get out there and get your supplements. And if you need help knowing what supplements that you need, right now we're suggesting that you go to bodybuilding.com, and they have some people ready for chat, and they have a bunch of articles, and you can find something that really helps you out. Like some protein powder and some creatine is great stuff. So today we give thanks, and we're going to talk a little bit about the power of giving thanks. There's a quality to our universe that surrounds us. The universe that surrounds us is God giving us a hug, the Mother Earth giving us a hug, the Divine Mother of all creation giving us a hug. And the quality of the universe around us is that it has ears. It listens to us. And so when we put out a wish, when we put out a prayer, when we put out an affirmation, when we put out a feeling, you have this thing of when you knock at the door, then the door can be answered. When you put out an energy, there is a return of energy that is at least equal to the energy that was put out. But some say it's 3 times the energy that you put out, or it's 4 times, or it's 10 times. They all kind of they go a little bit differently on this, but it's called karma, and it's the cycles of cause and effect. That when we put an energy in motion, that there is also a response. And it's like a wave going out into a pond, and then the wave will also return. And so these are the returning waves. So part of the power of giving thanks is that we're pumping good energy and good feeling out into the world around us, and the world around us will respond. Now, of course, what I'm talking about here is the universe. In other words, those that watch over us in the spiritual, those that are living in harmony, like all of the animal nations and the plant and the tree nations, and the spiritual nations, as well as the angelics and the elementals. All of these that metakwiyasin, we are in balance with all of our relatives. We choose to be in balance with all of our relatives. And how are we relatives? We're relatives because we're all the children of Creator. It is through Creator that we are one giant family. And so this actually leads us to the understanding of the purpose of life, is to learn how to be in this great harmony, this greater harmony with our bigger family, which is all of life. We are life beings. Everywhere there is life, whether we understand the life form or not, everywhere there is life, there is commonality. And one of the sayings among the Native American people is, if your heart is green, then you're part of Mother Earth's family, that you are indigenous to her when your heart is green. And what does this mean? Well, one, in the chakra system of colors, you have the red at the tailbone, the green at the heart, and the purple up towards the head. It forms like a rainbow. And so that greenness is saying that we are shining the light of God within us. And this is the same as, do you receive Jesus into your heart? Do you invite Christ to fill your mind? Do you invite the Spirit of Holiness to walk in and around you? This is being green. This is Christian green. There are many types of green. And for the Christians among us, I'm one of these. We look to like St. Francis, who was so integrated with the community of regular people and also the animal nations and the natural nations. And he was busy singing and composing. In other words, he was blessing the environments around him. And this is part of the power of thanks. I would encourage all of us to awaken the gift of song. That a song is one of the greatest ways of giving thanks, and it is a carrier wave of those feelings. And so it was suggested that in ancient times, like really, really ancient times, that the form of communication was actually song. It was much more like song. And when we look back into the creation stories, we often will find that life is birthed through song. And so when we sing a happy and healthy song, we are affirming our environment, and by that law of cause and effect, bringing more blessing back to that same environment. The power of giving thanks. Alagi, the Cherokee worldview, we say, all is well. That's our worldview. This is where we come from. All is well. And by holding that, it's a principle, it's a power, it's a virtue, it's a understanding, it's a choice. All is well. This is sending out the affirmation in a thankful way that all is well. And by laws of spiritual gravity, we're going to call it spiritual gravity, it draws that wellness to us. We're emanating wellness, we're receiving wellness. My goodness, there is life. There is life. When we emanate good feelings, okay, and these are feelings that are beyond emotion. They're beyond social thought. They don't have to do with the little details of the moment or the bickerings between people over all sorts of things. It could be fishing worms as far as I'm concerned. So as we get past all of that, and when we love God and we love ourselves and we love the earth, we can love all of our relatives. And in sending forth that love, we invite three times the blessing back to us. Now, one very powerful way that we're taught to pray is by saying thank you. And this is, counting our blessings is one side of it. That is where we take time perhaps each day to be thankful, to have that feeling of thankfulness radiating from inside us. We're thankful for the food that you provide, Lord. We're thankful for the bounty of the harvest that the Mother Earth gives us, that the soils and the rains and the sunshine and the hard work gives us. And we also give thanks to all the animal nations that give their lives so that we can live. There are giveaway nations like the turkey and the deer and the buffalo and the fish. They have dedicated themselves to become a part of us, okay, within reason and within respect, and in a way live with us by giving their bodies so that we may live. And this same concept is with the plant nation. It says, don't let those vegetarians just run around thinking that the plants that they're eating don't have feelings, because they do. Plants are living too, okay? So you can't just say, oh, the poor animal that those meat eaters are eating. Vegetarians, the carrot knows you're about to consume it, all right? So give thanks to that carrot. The power of giving thanks, one part of it is to count our blessings. Another part is to be thankful for what's coming in our future. and to actually choose something that we would love to receive and then go ahead and be thankful for it. I give thanks for increased health, abundance, joy, and happiness. I give thanks for the continued support of the world around us. I give thanks. We give thanks that all are fed and clothed and sheltered and educated in this hour. We give thanks for the continued support of Mother Earth, Father Sky, and all of our relatives living in the power of Creator. And so that's an example of giving thanks for something that is continuing to come. And so if I were a little kid and I wanted that helicopter toy for Christmas, I might say, I'm so thankful to get that helicopter toy for Christmas. And in the positivity of putting that out, one, your parents might hear you, and two, your neighbors might hear you, or your grandma might hear you. But in putting out a thank you, it opens a special doorway that might just get that helicopter to you. The power of giving thanks. We count our blessings. We're thankful for what we've received. We give continuing thanks for the goodness that is coming and is here. And we give thanks for future blessing. And in doing so, we knock at the door can open. We ask so that we can receive. Okay. So there are some practices that are very important for everybody that lives on Turtle Island. And that's North America specifically. And then it's the whole earth is on the back of the turtle. And so it's Turtle Island. Everywhere there is land, that is Turtle Island. Specifically here in North America, we have a way of saying thank you. And this is through the sacred gift of tobacco. So you got to wipe away all those other thoughts that were coming through commercials and all that stuff, and come to understand the plant which is tobacco. There is an ancient covenant upon this land that when we as human beings or two-leggeds offer the tobacco, asking for help and saying thank you, that help comes. That specifically, if there is a door which is shut, okay, like let's say there's a health issue, if we take the tobacco to the appropriate plant or medicine and offer that tobacco and say thanks, it creates an energy surge. It creates a vortex, and we are granted permission to receive that help. And so specifically here on North America, whenever we go to ask for help, and also when we say thank you, we offer the tobacco. Now, in several cultures, the tobacco is chinchasha, which is red willow bark. It's actually the inner bark of the red willow, which is kind of like it's like sticks that are like a bush almost. They're like those little tree bushes. They grow out with and we go and collect that, and that becomes the tobacco that we offer. And in other parts of North America, they have other plants because they have this kinnick mixes that sometimes have tobacco in them. And sometimes it has their local and traditional plants, but it is the tobacco that we offer to say thanks. In the power of thanksgiving, in the power The power that moves. What is the power that moves? They say, where is the Holy Spirit? How do we know that the Holy Spirit is with us? Well, we feel the stirrings as if there is a wind that is also not there. We feel the stirrings of a wind that is silent, and it is our connection to Creator. It is our personal connection. Open your heart and say hello to Creator. Let God in your heart. Allow the Spirit of Holiness to surround you. And from this place, give thanks. Because in reality, it's God in us as life, through us, giving thanks to all the life that is around us, which is God holding us in that thanks.
Mahalo, Pathfinder, to all of you for tuning in. We enjoy spending our Thanksgiving with all of you, and blessings and harmony of nurturing abundance to all of you. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
We chose on Ewa Ma Yang Kuelo Pela Maya Ye Pela Maya Elohai.